It was the fall of 1925, and a racist act at a restaurant in Ann Arbor motivated two students to help launch the Negro Caucasian Club at the University of Michigan that same year. Brian Williams is an archivist for the Bentley Historical Library at the University of Michigan.
An African-American student, Lenore Smith, was refused service. She has reported that she went in with another white woman. They waited, and a busboy in a dirty apron came and set a stack of dirty plates on the table. And from that, it was clear they weren't going to get service. And so it was really shocking to Elizabeth Kaplan, who was the white student with her. But Lenore Smith, being African-American, kind of knew what was going to happen, got up, left, knew she wasn't going to get served.
I met Williams on the South State Street entrance of the Nichols Arcade. We met there because the restaurant where the incident took place was located near that area, but it's uncertain exactly where. As students of all races with backpacks and books walk by us, Williams explains the challenges the founders of the club faced from the beginning.
They petitioned to get organized or recognized by the campus, and they had to file a formal petition with the Dean of Students to get recognized. They pushed back. The Dean of Students wasn't completely on board with that idea. And he actually told him come in and meet with them. He wasn't really keen on it. He finally agreed to it. They could use the name Negro Caucasian Club as long as they didn't associate the word University of Michigan with it.
When the club was founded in 1925, it had 25 members. At that time, out of nearly 10,000 students enrolled at the university, about 60 of them were black. The club's goal was to promote racial relations and fight against issues of segregation. And while membership grew to 60 during its 5 years of existence, Williams explains why it ceased.
The faculty advisors that advised the club were socialist in their leanings, more progressive or further left, and it really cost them their politics. It prevented them getting promoted, getting permanent tenure track positions, and so the faculty advisors had to move on to other academic institutions. They couldn't stay here because they couldn't get tenure.
Williams says that during the time the club was founded, locally, the KKK was making a strong resurgence. There was an anti-immigration movement, and that African Americans were also being targeted. Despite the club closing its doors in 1930, Williams believes their fight helped pave the way for students during his existence as well as after.
We see a lot of things coming after that. There's a push for the first Marjorie Franklin, who's a nursing student. And an African-American student, the first African-American nursing student, and she's supposed to be housed with all the student nurses and is refused because of her race. And so she fought it, and she brought in a lawyer, Oscar Baker, from Bay City. He's a University of Michigan law graduate. But he helped her fight this case against the university's bureaucracy. The matter went before the Board of Regents. They were reluctant to take a position, but this with this lawyer, Marjorie Franklin's mother and the NAACP brought a lot of pressure to bear on the university, and they allowed her to live in Cousins Hall finally.
Fast forward 93 years to 2018, University of Michigan student and Black Student Union member Janice Williams reflects on what Lenore Smith started by helping launch the Negro Caucasian Club.
It does also make me appreciative for her and for so many other students that, you know, she didn't leave and she didn't let that deter her, and so many other people fought for us, for me to be able to sit in a classroom and be, you know, here and not have that experience. Granted, there's still a long way to go by leaps and bounds, but I'm doing the work. She did the work. A lot of people have done the work. And that's what we're about, is continuing that.
The psychology major student says the race issue became personal for her last year. That's when some of her friends discovered racist messages written on their dorm room doors. And even though the university denied a request to have white supremacist Richard Spencer speak on campus, she believes it should have never been considered in the first place.
It just goes to show that we have a lot of healing to do. And we need to talk. You know, if it remains an us versus them conversation and dialogues that are only had internally and intrapersonal perspective is going on, and we're not looking to understand difference, I don't think much can be accomplished.
Elizabeth James is a program associate for the Department of Afro-American and African Studies at the University of Michigan. She also serves as a mentor to students like Williams who continue to fight for equality on campus.
I think with each movement, you get a little stronger. And I think with each movement, the next generation feels like, wait a minute, you know, look, they did this for us. And you have a real sense, I think, of continuity and a sense of belonging.
In 1932, Lenore Smith earned a master's degree from the University of Michigan that led to a successful career as a microbiologist and consultant on health services. She retired in 1970. Jorge Avellan, 89.1 WEMU News.